بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters A sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ayyul Islami khair Which qualities of in Islam are the best On various occasions Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given certain traits, characteristics, and qualities, and things that we should be doing. In this particular instance, Rasulullah mentioned two things. Ayyul Islami khayrun, which quality in Islam is best, Rasulullah said. Tut'imu ta'am wa tuqri'u salam ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Feed the people. Feeding the people is a very great quality in Islam. We have many people, alhamdulillah, extremely generous, not only the month of Ramadan, the feeding, the poor, the needy, and others. Throughout the year they do it. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. وَتُقْرِئُ السَّلَامِ And those who make salam to عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ To those they know. And وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ Those they did not know. In other words, they don't make salam exclusively to only the friends, but they make salam to all the Muslims. And this is something that myself and all of us, we need to inculcate in ourselves. Ummah has forgotten the importance of salam. So therefore we make sometimes to only those people we know. The rest of the time we're meeting the person. Boy, how's it? How's things? The very first thing, Rasulullah has mentioned, Inna awla nas billah man bada'ahum bis salam. The person most closest to Allah Ta'ala. The person most closest to Allah Ta'ala is the one who commences with salam. He makes salam first. So he doesn't wait for somebody else to make salam to him. He starts the salam first. Rasulullah mentioned, لَا تَدْخُلُوا لَجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا You will not enter Jannat until you have Iman. So Iman is the main thing that we require to enter Jannah. You don't have Iman, you won't enter Jannah. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا And Rasulullah s.a.w. said that you do not have complete and perfect iman until you love one another. So you need to love one another to perfect your iman. Iman is perfect, you get Jannah. Then he said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ Should I not show you something that if you do it, then you will engender love between yourselves. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Spread salam amongst you. The word afshu is a commanding word from ifsha. Ifsha means to spread. So we should be making salam all the time to whoever we know. Salam should be made so much that non-Muslims even know that why you must make salam. They also learn the words of salam. So this is a salient feature of Islam, of a Muslim, that he makes salam. There are various other benefits of salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting, a sahabi comes, assalamu alaykum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, gave jawab to the salam, and he said 10. Next person came, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave jawab, and he said 20. Then the third person came, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave jawab to the salam, and he said 30. Sahaba asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what this means 10, 20, 30? So the first person said, Assalamu alaikum. So for that he got 10 rewards. Second person added to it, Wa rahmatullah. And the mercy of Allah. So he got 20 rewards. And the third person, Wa barakatuh. So he got 30 rewards. It is sunnah. Sunnah to make salam. But it is wajib to give the response to the salam. So it's sunnah for me to make salam to you. But then it becomes wajib for you now to respond to the salam. Of course, there are certain occasions when you're not supposed to make salam to the person. The person is busy reading now. Now you don't come and make salam to him. A gathering, a bayan is taking place. Now the person who comes from outside, he does not make salam. I'm eating food, then you don't make salam to me then. So there are certain occasions, person is in the toilet, you don't make salam to him. There are occasions, somebody is sleeping, you can't go make salam to him. So those are excluded. We're not talking about those occasions. Otherwise, we should be making salam in abundance. There's an ajeeb story. mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, where a Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sees that certain person has got his branches coming into my garden, my yard. And that is causing us a lot of problem. Difficult for us to go past and the leaves are falling. So, Ya Rasulullah, if you tell him that, you know, he must remove this. Nabi Karim called the person and told him that, would you send me this branch? The person said no. So Rasulullah thought now, maybe he wants to give it to me. So he said, Habli, then gift it to me. He said no. Then Rasulullah gave him a deal. Okay, sell me this branch, I'll pay you for it, for a branch of a tree in Jannah. Then too he said no. Rasulullah said, Ma ra'aytu, I haven't seen abkhala minka, any person more miserly than yourself, besides the one who is miserly when it comes to making salah. I haven't seen anybody more miserly than you, than that person who mises when he comes to make salam. Salam is something that we should not be mising with. We should be always the first to make salam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. It is a simple thing. Now, we worry about, let's watch the fellow making salam or not. We should be the ones to make salam and make salam in an audible way so that the person can hear you and give jawab. Abu Tufail would say that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would come to me, or I went to visit him. He said, come Abu Tufail, let's go to the garden, to the marketplace. So he said, "Now, every time I come, you say we're going to the marketplace, we go there, you're not going to buy anything, you're not going to make any deal with any person, you're just going to go there, what are we going to go there and waste time for?" He said, "Ya Aba Batnin, innama naghdu li ajli salam. The only purpose I'm going there to make salam to the people." Now, can you imagine how important salam is? He's got no other need but just to make salam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala would actually sit in the courtyard so that a passerby, when he's going past, they would make salam to him. When you make salam to the person, what are you saying? That you are at peace from me. I will not harm you at all. And therefore, that person replies, Wa alaykum as-salam. And you're also free from any danger from my side. And Allah has mercy upon you. And then this person, because he is giving a dua, then he adds, And wa barakatuh, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sahaba are walking and a tree comes in between. When they come on the other side of the tree, if both had to part, this person came on this side of the tree, the other on the other side, and when they met again, they would make salam again. So from this we can understand how important salam is. Allah Ta'ala make it be rife amongst us. Of course, as I mentioned, certain times you cannot make salam to the person. Other than that, when we go home especially, Anas radiallahu anhu, the narration, he says Rasulullah told him, Anas, when you enter your house, you make salam, it will be a means of barakah for you and your family. Means of barakah. Who doesn't want barakah? It is a means of barakah for you and your family. Of course, if the family is asleep, you don't scream and make salam. Nabi Kareem, when he would enter the house, they say he would make salam in such a audible voice that any person who was awake would hear him and be able to respond, and whoever was sleeping would not be disturbed. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in adai to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanahu wa bihamdihi subhanahu wa ta'ala wa bihamdihi kana ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka